Who is Cole Kublik?
No idea.
This could be troubled.
Now with the call, Cole Kublik.
Auburn.
We just talked to Kublik a little while ago.
You watch him now on the screen.
It's bad ball. It's bad football.
That was Jim Bellett, number 61.
I get.
Speak up, please.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Is that good enough for you?
I'm almost embarrassed.
You can be miserable, but they are going to be miserable with you.
I said what I said.
We have to score.
What an exciting time in America.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap.
Welcome back in, Cube Show, Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump. You can listen online, umpsports.com. Download the app in your app store, iPhone or Android. Search WUMP. One more time, we'll go to our favorite guest,
Conrad Thompson.
It's got to hurt that you're not going to hear that every morning anymore, Conrad.
I don't know what to say, man. I kind of never thought this would happen this way.
Nope. Neither did I. Neither did we. We've heard from a lot of people today. A lot of nice thoughts. A lot of cool things that people remember about the show. And we appreciate that support. But reality is, without your support, this show may not have gone almost 4 years. So, first off, we want to start by saying thank you for that. We appreciate not just your support as far as being an advertiser on the show, but all your contributions to the show as well. Fans have really gotten to love it over the years.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and we're going to miss you, and I'm sure that Cumulus is going to miss my money because this is my last day advertising on the UMP.
Oh, man, what's been going on? How are you?
I'm good, dude. I'm a little sad because it does feel like the end of an era. Of course, I go back to the Kublik and the Kid days. And I think if you go back a few years, like the two best morning shows in the history of Huntsville were Fish and Rob on the Rocket and Kublik and the Kid on the Zone. And I know neither one of those happened on the UMP, but still it was Cole Kublik in the morning. And, now, Kublik's doing his thing, Kid's doing his thing. They've been the two best shows, but now one is done. So, it's just not the same, man. I feel like we're all grown up, and I don't really like it.
Yeah, it's. I want to be a Toys R Us kid. So, you know, I'm with you on that one. But nonetheless, we've had a lot of fun, and it's always fun having you on to talk just random BS, and that's the best part of having you on every morning. So it's not over till it's over, so they say.
Well, no, I mean, it feels like it's over now. I mean, that's sort of what we're doing today. It's over. But
I'm trying to extend it out here. I'm trying to make it more comfortable.
I enjoyed our silly opportunities to do remotes and give away some football tickets. We had the Tecmo Bowl Challenge. We once were, like, throwing biscuits at people in Athens. I mean, it's been some silly good stuff here on the show.
It's been a lot of good stuff, a lot of cool stuff. So, do you want to tell people how they can save some money one last time here on the show?
Man, everybody knows what to do. 425-0105 and whatnot.
How's this Ronda Rousey thing going in WWE? I know she made her debut. She's going to be at WrestleMania?
Yeah, they're going to be doing a mixed tag. It's going to be Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle, both former Olympians, taking on the McMahons, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Oh. Well, has Stephanie ever done, like, a real match?
Yeah, she's done some tag matches and she's done some singles matches. They're about as good as you'd expect. But they've got to have a couple of guys who really know what they're doing in there because Ronda is, you know, green as a gourd. So they've got to cover some of that up. She's a big star. She'll get lots of publicity, lots of attention. That's what they really want. But in the end, I'm sure she'll armbar Stephanie McMahon, and that'll be it.
Is there a part of the show that you've been on with us that maybe sticks out that you remember the most? Like maybe the worst question I've ever asked you, something similar to that?
I think the most memorable segment from when I was on is when I filled in one day and we got Ric Flair on the phone and he dropped a bad word, kind of forgetting that we weren't on satellite. And that was pretty fun. You know, and I had a lot of fun with the old 10 after tweets, like the early days of 10 after tweets are fun. Archie Reed's rap is probably the best thing that the show's had in a long time. The silliness of the last hour during the Cube Kid era was just off the charts fun.
Absolutely. So you have been our number one supporter in more ways than one. And we definitely appreciate that. It's not going to be the same for people on their drive to work not hearing from you every morning as well. So I just want to say thank you, Conrad, and I appreciate everything you've done for me personally and for all the shows that I've been involved with.
Well, and we were excited to do it, man, because I know that you're the best at what you do, and I like to think the First Family Mortgage is, so that association makes sense. But I can't help but wonder, what the hell is going to happen to Archie Shea? I mean, is there like an orphanage for radio people, or what happened here?
Yeah, we used to be on it.
Well, I was just wondering, like, you know, it's like people get exiled eventually here. So, like, is there like a, when you go to this orphanage, are you going to bump into Scott Griffin and Johnny Ballpark Frank and Jason Marks, or what happened?
Yeah, there is a purgatory of radio that I'm about to enter into at about 9:55.
Well, good luck, my friend. I don't know, you know, I don't know what to say. Daddy loves you.
There it is.
Son appreciates.
Conrad, thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, good luck, kind sirs. I can't believe this is the end, but this was P2 on my radio, and now I'm just deleting it. So,
hey, what's
goodbye,
your?
I'll miss you. I'm never listening to you ever again.
What's your favorite Boys to Men song?
I'll Make Love to You.
Too bad we don't have a show, because I could have just isolated that and kept it forever.
Oh, that could have been a great drop right there, Conrad, for more shows coming up. That drop would have made the intro 100%.
Well, here's the deal. I would not have said that if I didn't know this was the end.
I doubt
that.
Coming,
right?
All right. Well, go bump some Boys to Men today. Motown Philly back again.
See you, kind sirs.
Bye, Conrad. Conrad Thompson, First Family Workers, go to 1FMC.com. Kenny wants to chime in. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
It's been better.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, first of all, Archie Shea, you was an upgrade to the kid. I got to say that. That's my opinion. I love the show, man. I'm a big routine guy, and every morning I get in my truck, 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes to go, and then y'all come on, and I listen to the ump till 6 p.m., till Tom goes off, and it's just, man, it's just crazy y'all are leaving. We're really going to miss you guys. And, Archie, don't give up on getting another morning show, man. We like the local stuff. You're great at what you do. Cole, we're going to miss you. We appreciate you, man. And the football is what we're going to miss, the breakdown of the football, the breakdown, just all the SEC stuff you bring, man. You're really going to be missed, and I hope your surgery goes great, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kenny. Thanks for all your support.
Kenny,
Kenny's been on for a while. He's been good to
Kenny,
us.
Kenny has been great to us. You know who else has been great to us? The Humidor Pipe Shop. The Humidor Pipe Shop.
Not on purpose, by the way.
Debatable on purpose or not. So the Humidor Pipe Shop, as you guys know, has a great selection of cigars. And by the way, it's the greatest publicity they ever get.
It is.
They buy commercial time, but they don't get crushed advertising-wise like we're doing right now. So I have here 4 commercials.
Four
commercials I found in our system that have some version of what we like.
Variety and price. What else can you say about Alabama's oldest smoke shop, the Humidor Pipe Shop?
I can think of something
else. I smoke cigars and pipes, both.
Being the oldest shop, they've got brands that have been around a long time, but they also have all
Give
the new
me.
Brands
Here
as
it comes.
Well. I've traveled all over the country, and this is singularly as good a place to buy variety as I've ever found.
Here it is.
The prices are significantly better
Give
than anybody
me.
Else around.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest.
I told you that there are four of them.
That one's not mine.
All right, let's not mine.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop this Friday, noon to 5, as they welcome a huge sale from Alec Bradley Cigar.
Oh, this isn't current, so don't go there this Friday, noon to 5. That was last week.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop this Friday, noon to 5, as they welcome a huge sale from Alec Bradley Cigars. This will be your big chance to fill up those humidors, because all boxes, and that's everything the humidor carries of Alec Bradley Cigars, will be 30% off a box. Come join the Alec Bradley Road Warrior.
That's obviously not it.
Well, Alec Bradley coming up again.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop today, off a box. Come join.
Okay. So I think the one we're looking for may be here, because it's titled Gin Selection.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about Gym the humidor is it's probably got the greatest variety of any tobacco shop in Huntsville.
I come down here because the variety of accessibility of the different
it's
types
right
of cigars that they have.
Great selection of cigars, and they have the best selection of cigars around at a good price.
Yeah!
Buy it, smoke it here, hang out with
you.
Great selection, great tobacco selection. They do a great job of taking care of the customer, and that's what counts.
The Humidor Pipe Shop. Memorial Parkway Southwest.
You can't do better.
Now open Sundays,
than a testimony.
Noon to 6.
No.
Different types of cigars that they have.
Great selection of cigars, and they have the best selection of cigars around.
How did no one catch that, by the way? I don't get it. I think it's the same. We're talking about the same people who didn't catch our voice guy saying irrelevant with the college football playoff. By the way, we are doing the college football playoff top four sometime in the next 2 hours, hopefully.
If it started today.
We
should get to 10 after tweets now.
Beginning
I think did we skip them last hour? I don't think we did them.
No, we did them last hour. We cut them short because Tom Hart called in.
Ah.
Bring me the tweets!
He's worth it. Bill Clark, at Bill Dizzle, tweets, if you smoke cigars and pipes both, you are asking for some COPD.
It's not CTE, but what's that... Something pulmonary disorder?
Following a malicious tweets. Cheer up, guys. It's like an in memoriam show, Humidor Pipe Shop. You can smoke cigars inside.
Yeah, I'm going to miss them. Maybe I'll miss them the most. I'll miss the listeners second. The most I'll miss the Humidor Pipe Shop.
Chris Kitchens tweets at Cube Show. What happened here? How did he screw up? I didn't feel like I did, but. AU Tiger Bloggin tweets 4 minutes ago at Cube Show. It's been fun. It's been real. You've brought joy to so many for years. I personally hate to see it end. Alas, like all things in life, change comes. May God bless all of you and may light your path. Hashtag Cube Show Last Show. I would ask all to copy and post the hashtag.
I'd ask all to copy and post the link to CubeShowShirts.com where you can get your Cube Show in memoriam shirt. It doesn't say RIP or anything like that. It just says... Butt Bama, and the other one's the Cube shirt. So, get it, guys.
It's a shame that you have read that Young Jeezy RIP for Arky Retrap before. Because that would be appropriate
today.
It's
the shamest of shames.
Ken Walker tweets, y'all both going to need the dump button today. Hashtag, I'm not going to say that.
Are you using the F word there?
No. Fallen Malaysia's tweets, yo, Rhino, as quick as we get at Cole Kublik and his shoes out of the studio, I know 7 degenerates that will be ready to report to work in the morning. All jokes aside, we will miss you, Cole. Much love and look forward to seeing what you do next. Emoji, hunted.
Ooh, hunted. Hunted. This tweet comes from Broad Street. Broad Street Bully tweets, I'm going to have to bow out. These people have some attachment issues. Good luck with the fine bumps show. Hashtag ArchieRap Legend. Broad Street, it's not... Listen, I understand you may not be as attached as some people are. But people love us.
Don't bow out.
You know why people love us? Because we crush the ratings. We crush the competition. We've won many awards. Cole, do you realize we won... 2 years in a row an award for being a top 25 mid-market show... in the entire country.
It's a mouthful.
And we are literally like 50 spots below everybody else as far as market size. Like, we're considered the same market as Detroit, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and we beat their shows on the list.
Beat that. Now run and tell that.
Now, Birmingham was able to beat us in some things, and so was Boston's major sports. So.
Keith White at RealYoungDub_334 tweets, local tweets, in honor of today's final show, let's make the At Cube Show a trending topic.
Oh, I like this. Have we ever trended?
I don't think Cube Show has, no.
Let's get it. As much mentions as we've got in the last couple of days, we should get there.
Peter Cowboy Burns. Reese. At Peter Burns ESPN tweets, last At Cube Show? No!
Yeah. Sorry, Peter. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Cowboy Michael Reese tweets, oh, how about them Cowboys?
No, it's if the college football playoff began today, not the NFL playoffs.
Not relevant, buddy. We're looking for goodbyes and I love yous. Speaking of,
we're looking for pats on the backs and maybe the backsides here today.
Mrs. Underscore Arky tweets, I hate that I can't finish listening to the last At Cube Show, but I'm so proud of my albino rhino. That's me.
Whoa.
You both, by the way, she never calls me that.
Supposed to still at least be an NC-17 rated show.
I've asked her to call me that. She doesn't. He says, you both are going to be missed. Good luck with surgery at Cole Kublik. Hey, that's you.
Thank you.
You're Cole Kublik.
That's a very nice tweet. Glad to see at least one of the wives is tweeting into the show to say goodbye today.
Broad Street also says, may need a restraining order for that guy, LOL. How about the guys who are calling in who are missing us? Listen, you can handle your
it's
emotions one way.
Fans.
You handle your emotions by just going to work, living your life. Other people are going to flat out miss us.
Michael Blackburn tweets in, there should be a At Cole Kublik Reads rap as the final send-off for the At Cube Show. I will not do that, because that's Arky's thing, and I will not steal that from him.
Bamazak,
but thank you for the suggestion, nonetheless.
You mentioned Bamazak was tweeting about this. He said, okay, Johnny on a cell needs to call, so I can say, everyone calls on a cell, Johnny. Hashtag Cube Show the best.
Andrew Weber tweets, enjoyed your show, love your analysis, looking forward to your next endeavor. I have a feeling we'll be hearing from you both soon. Emoji, thumbs up. David Reese tweets, at Cube Show, going to miss the show, guys. Good luck to you both. Never seen so many Bammers. Love a couple Barners. Whoa. Hashtag Ro Todd. Hashtag Wah Eagle.
Roll Tide.
Nothing Barner about that.
Happened one time, all right? One
and
time.
I caught it. Coach Will tweets, at Cube Show, gonna miss you guys. Always a great start to the day. Catch you on the flip side. Hashtag Buck Nation. Hashtag Rack Attack.
Okay, this is getting a little bit too racy for the kids on the way to school.
This is a Buckhorn coach. This isn't just, by the way, the Rack Attack. I've been watching The Wire. There are some racks attacking there. Nick's girlfriends.
Todd Blass tweets, congratulations, at Cole Kublik, on your WNBA gig, and congrats to at Arky Shea on your future work on the Playboy channel.
They apparently have gone away from the softcore stuff, so I have subscribed.
Carl Cole tweets, at Cube Show, will Cube Show Twitter live on?
Maybe. Cube Show's never... Cube
maybe
Show's
maybe that's
never.
How we... We live on past the crossroads. That's where you see us on the other side.
John Isom tweeted earlier, guys, you revived a dead hashtag Huntsville sports morning talk show scene with a fantastic theme integrating social media. I never called in, but enjoyed tweeting. Hashtag Cube Show the best. I think John's one of those guys we had to convince on board, too. John had to get used to us, I think. Or maybe he just hated our takes at the time.
Tommy Mays tweets, quick question about Humidor commercial. Did the guy say talk golf or ball?
Gotta talk some ball, baby. Hey, by the way.
They said today's politics. Or the day's politics.
He didn't take today's politics.
DDCox.Galaxy.
Sorry?
At DDCoxGalaxy.
Didn't have to repeat it. I'm sorry. I said sorry.
Tweets at Cube Show. Fourth quarter ending. Going out with the W. And it's pronounced Galaxy.
I told you that before, and he still didn't.
It's spelled Galaxy.
I know. Dee Dee told me when I pronounced it correctly on Twitter. Actually, she told both of us that I got it right, and you've been pronouncing it wrong the entire time.
KP Kublik.
Hey, that's someone related to you.
Tweets at Cube Show calling me out? ?
Yeah.
Love you both! ! Arky is as loyal as it gets. Thanks for keeping at Cole Kubik in line throughout the years.
Thank you, Galaxy. No, it's Galaxy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mispronounce it on
that
the
was
last
actually time. KP Kubik.
Oh, KP. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was still... KP, God, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss Cole's wife.
Wow.
It sounded weirder than it should have. Hey, Diet Cole showed up. He's wearing a Cube Show shirt.
Oh, wow. You got yours.
He got one
That's
of those.
That's cool. It'd be nice to have one of those. That'd be really cool to have one of those. I'm not touching his shirt.
You feel good? Yeah, it does.
KP Kubik tweets, that Cube Show ran out of letters. Proud of my hubby. So cool to hear all the love. # proud wife.
It is. I'm sure KP and I will hang out again sometime.
It's not. We're still friends.
Oh, Cole can come too. I just figured you'd be busy with your surgery and all.
Colin Holiday at CHolliday65 tweets at Cube Show. Thanks for the memories, fellas. TBT to the intern days behind the glass with that Arky Shea. Just won't be the same without you guys on radio. See, the weird thing about that is the whole show's behind the glass. See, yeah. There's not a divider here in this studio.
Well, the thing, he interned when we had a glass to be behind. He interned at the Bone before he went on to go to Tuscaloosa and be a big old bammer.
Ooh.
Well, he did.
Lindsey Jones tweets into the show, at LindsJones12. At Cube Show, I was seriously hoping this was some kind of a joke. Emoji crying face.
King Ford. The podcast of this, by the way, will be up after the show, so if you guys want to cry some more.
King Ford tweets in, enjoying the last show, man. Man, I'm going to miss hearing you guys. Good luck to you both in the future. Still the best radio show. !
Hey, y'all, this is Paula Dean, and you're listening to the Real Southern Gentleman's Show on Cube.
God bless Paula Dean for everything that she should have done. Darren Winston tweets, Ed Taylor, Tannenbaum, and Arky Shea, Tannenbaum and Rhino Show. All right, it's time to move forward, Cole.
Oh.
You are halfway out the door. Got to think in the future. You're going to get surgery. I am not. Tannenbaum, we'll find out. I'll email her.
How about this for a little bit of throwback Monday? Bill Clark at Bill Dizzle tweets, you ain't old school if you don't remember when the drag queen tried to hit on at Arky Shea.
Oh, man.
And he loved every minute of
God.
It, by the way.
Man.
Let me tell you how excited he was.
Pants just
that.
Tightened.
Whoa.
What was her name? It was like Dixie something. Like Dixie Delight. Dixie. Big
Somebody
Dixie.
Text Yamaha. He'll know her name.
Dixie,
his name.
Dixie
his
Lixie.
Name.
Dixie.
I can't
Southern.
Remember the name.
I think it was Dixie something.
But I think you're right about that, but on the entire name. I don't know. I got a photograph of that somewhere I'll find for you guys.
Oh, man. She was... He was... Okay, I think it was a he being a she just for character. Man, that's some days, man.
Jeremy Beatty tweets, at Cube Show, you guys have gave us a great product over the years. I've always thought Echo Cubic's one of the best what he does. Good luck with whatever y'all pursue. No doubt you guys will be fine. I have my doubts.
Hey, we have a call. We'll get back to some more of these tweets right after this. Before we get to the call,
I like reading nice things about
we're
myself.
Going to first of all, we have to get to a commercial break. There are still people who are paying to be on the program. Secondly, someone just mentioned, I think it was I Like Pie, so you want any chance to hear.
I want to talk to Diet Cole, but I don't want to share my microphone.
That's fine. We don't have to. We don't have to talk to Diet Cole. It's 2 hours late. So, that's all right. What we were going to do a Who's Cruising, not now.
Okay, nobody even remembers that.
By the way, you know what the sad part is?
Do you have the music?
The sad part in two weeks, we are
going to be cruising.
Yeah, Who's Cruising? Like they come back on as a sponsor. Bucks Eisen comes back on as a sponsor. So that is.
You should do that like a daily update. You should say good Monday morning.
This comes. I like. Probably want to know if we hear
cruising.
Billy Bob Thornton hang up on Arky Shea. So this is the last part of the second
Oh, Dirty Dave found the picture. Oh, my God. Look at that. It's incredible.
Yeah, pretty hot, yeah. You should show intern Farrah.
Farrah, look at that.
Yeah.
Look how happy Arky is. Look at the joy on his face.
You should not. The good thing, that only goes down to the waist.
It will sell out, so you got to get your tickets early.
Please. No, the hell it won't. No show you guys have ever done has sold out anywhere. Stop it.
Billy Bob, that's a weird thing to start getting angry about. Billy Bob Thornton gave his phone off in the middle of the interview to like just this dude that is also in a band, and then he hangs up on me.
It will sell out, so you got to get your tickets early.
Please get those tickets early. We've been listening to some of the... Okay, that just... The first time we did this, and I'll edit down the first time, was with me and Carl Prather. We're on, and it was just... It was absolutely a disaster.
Carl legitimately felt bad about it. Like, he thought that the show was, like, going to be in trouble for that.
He said, are they gone? Are they gone? I mean, I hope they're gone, because...
Fleming says Dixie Longgate. Is that right?
That sounds too on the nose to be right, but also maybe just perfectly right.
I think that's it.
If you give me just 1 second, I'll play what everybody wants to hear since he's here. The Who's Cruising.
Diet Cole, Who's Cruising for you?
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, God. I almost cussed again. No,
triple,
stop.
Triple double mess.
Hold on.
Who's on the road. Cruising?
Oh, man. We may have to empty out some of our dumps and stuff. But, all right. Okay, let's go to Smokey Mike, who's hanging out before we get to a break.
Mike!
What up, Cole? How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you.
Man, you know, I got... Arky, is it all right if I break down a little fourth wall for a minute?
I don't know what that means, technically. Is this wrestling talk?
Is that game that everybody's playing now?
No.
Fork wall?
No.
It's worth with friends.
Just a little behind the scenes. And it was like back, what was it, 5 years ago when I started with the Ump and with Cumulus and all that. I was making my way up through the Saturday shows with Arky and all that. And Arky was doing both producing your show and Tom's show. And then... Arky gave me an option of being like, hey, which show did you want to produce? And I looked at him and I said, I couldn't break you and Cole up. I couldn't break Arky and Cole up. Too much chemistry, and it was much better than what Arky and Tom had. No offense to Tom, that is. But it was the right decision. And, man, you two have provided such a great time for all of us. And just this nostalgia and all the talk about history. This is so much better than the last time you left the Huntsville radio station. Cole, I'll tell you that right now because I remember that last time. Holy hell. But, you know, good luck on everything you do later on in life, Cole. I know you're going to be successful in Arky. You just keep on keeping on, and you just run this radio station like you know how to and keep it being the number one sports station in the Tennessee Valley. And I just want to say thank you to both of you guys and Cole. Best of luck to where you go.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. What Mike doesn't realize is it's already late in my life, so I better start doing some things quickly.
That's why you're doing the CTE surgery tomorrow.
Exactly.
I didn't know they had a live thing. This is experimental. We all know that, right?
Let me ask
you. You know who's cruising?
Who's cruising?
This new experimental CTE surgery Cole's got going on. Just really interested to check that out.
Hey, I want to see if you'll... comply with a listener when we come back from break.
Comply.
Shaky at B Shaky, because I want this too. He tweets at Arky Shay at Cube Show. Please do Paul Bear for me one last time. My personal favorite. I will miss the show. Can Paul Bear bring us back from break? Can we locate him for just one more time? I think that's a yes. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is how it feels. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change from whatever, we will still be friends forever.
What is this?
So we forget the big jobs and we make the big money.
This is Vitamin C. This jam was hot.
Vitamin C.
It's a graduation song. It's all about when you graduate. Intern Fair apparently has never heard this song. She is not a big Vitamin C. This song, what year were you born? This was probably made around the year you were born, maybe a couple years after. This song was hot when I was in high school. And everybody, you know, you graduate. It's called the graduation song.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember Vitamin C, but and I think I remember that song a little bit, but that was awful. I didn't remember being that terrible.
Here's the thing. You never remember how terrible that stuff is.
Yeah, you played the video before the show, and the outfits in that video were just trash.
Well, that's not nice. That's not nice at all.
We're talking a Nirvana video.
About Vitamin C.
Oh.
So stupid.
Hey there, Paul.
How hangs it, Cole? I hear there's been a death in your family, Cole. There's been a murder.
How can I get him back?
Talk to Cumulus, Cole. Talk to Cumulus.
Oh boy.
Cole.
Yes, Paul.
This show is ready to be embalmed, despite the fact that it has won 2 major awards, countless other accolades. It is soon, Cole. It is soon going to be dead.
There you go. You got it in one last time. Thanks, Paul.
I wouldn't.
You're welcome, Cole.
Well, are we going to see Kane at WrestleMania?
Oh, yes, Cole. Yes, he will be fighting Braun Strowman.
I have no idea if that's true.
I was gonna say, if that's real, it's pretty good.
I think he's running for mayor, Cole.
Hey, I think we should...
Taker is back, Cole. He is not...
Hey, I do want to play this. Thanks, Paul. I do want to play this. People have been asking for the first time that I was on with, or this is the second time. So the first time I played you when Billy Bob Thornton hung up on me. That's the first time. Believe it or not, there was a second time he came onto the show. And this was like 8 months later.
And it was like a year later.
We thought, I'm excited. We thought, I'm going to get... Finally, all these questions. Cole, you and I were together, and I had all these big boy questions ready.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, here we go. We are going to be able to come in, attack, and this is how it ended.
JD and I got to hang out with him a couple of times over.
Talking about his stupid band.
JD and I got to hang out with him a couple of times over in St. Louis. Remember that, JD?
Well, yeah. Because, I'm JD. From the back of the Box Masters, and I'm here too. And I'm the one who makes fun of you for not turning this up.
JD Andrew,
by the way. Yeah, we got to hang out with a bunch of coaches in St. Louis.
Did Bob not attempt to choke either one of you? Destroying it.
Did this legitimately happen the same way again?
Not the best question. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Billy Bob is on my S list.
Ooh,
yeah. Mainly because he had that weird thing with Angelina Jolie where they were wearing vials of each other's blood around their neck. That was weird. But secondly, because of hanging up on me twice. So. Hey, Cole, we got the last hour and 10 minutes of this show, basically, the hour 15, and we have interns here now to 20. Work the phones. So 866-485-9867. Say goodbye.
Are you pulling that stunt?
Say goodbye to the Cube
Show. Come back
from
break and give the number out.
I answered every single phone call that was before this. It is time to put some people to work.
Have you guys ever seen anybody as excited as Arky handing that phone over when you walked in?
They
look, slide this right over there. You guys can handle
they
that.
They volunteered.
You remember, right?
I don't had to make them to do this. But 866-485-9867 to say your final goodbye to the Cube Show over this next hour. So I got to figure out a way to do rap in the next hour. I have a gift.
Oh, no. I told you no gifts.
You did not. I have a gift. The text was under $200. That's what the text was. I have a gift to give to Cole in the final hour that I will be giving to him with my hands. And I just want to say that this is your final chance, guys, to get in. I'm going to be rapping next hour. It's going to be a lot of
tweets.
When
do we find out who we have in the college football playoff if it were to begin today?
That's going
to
happen in the next hour. I guess we'll come back. We'll do the college football playoff top four. Smash that against the Rubik's Cube. Plus the college football playoff if it starts tomorrow. Wait, is that all we got?
Today. It starts too much. Today. That's
okay,
it.
So we'll do that. We'll do rap after that in the final segment. We'll be all your calls and segments and stuff. So
let's go to JD before we go to break. Good morning, JD.
We need to put them through. Which one's JD? JD, what's up, man?
It's all good things come to an end. You guys there?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, what's up, JD?
Okay, yeah, I guess all good things come to an end. I hate that this show is ending because I love this show. But I gotta wonder, and I tweeted this out a while ago, how many folks are going to think that you're just taking your vacation early instead of waiting until the last month of the year? Like, I swear, I thought December was it, and I was like, I was dying then, and now I'm like, okay, why is this show ending? What happened?
It's a good question, and one that we've tried to address a few times in the show. It's something that I'm stepping away from just for personal and professional reasons.
Cole's dying,
and I'm having surgery tomorrow, so that has a little bit something to do with the timing. But you know, we're both still going to be around. We're both still going to be doing things. So I'm sure you'll hear more soon.
Cole, do you have a pastor that's going to come and pray with you before your surgery?
No, I don't. Just my wife.
If you like someone, I'm a minister. I'd be glad to come and pray with you, man.
Well, we'll be at Huntsville Hospital at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, you can't just walk in.
I will be there.
Yeah, no, come on. We'll meet you in the lobby. You don't have
Absolutely.
To do that. You don't have to do that, but just
all right, man.
Keep me in your prayers, and I would greatly appreciate that. That would be more than enough, JD. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. Good luck to both of you. It's a great show. Cole, one last thing. When did you know you were good at this? Because you really are. I know you're kind of a humble guy a little bit, but when did you realize, man, I can do this?
Man, JD, it was such a weird start for me because I got thrown on the air and didn't really know, did not know what I was doing and did not have a lot of support internally. And until I got paired up with Yamaha, I don't really know if I knew that I could actually do this every day. And then I don't know if it was just being around him sort of loosened me up, or we just started having fun, and I kind of got away from the, this is what sports talk radio has always been, I need to make sure it's this moving forward, and just kind of said, to hell with it, as the old Bulldog used to say back in the day, former intern, and started sort of going Burger King and doing it my way every morning. So Arky's helped out with that a lot. Arky's allowed that to continue to happen. And
what's it going to do? You're bigger than me.
I don't know. I think being different is something that made us more fun and interesting, though.
Like, there's a reason we win awards, Cole, because
we're the
freaking best. We're sports radio where it shouldn't be. We have Carl Prather on the line because we're the freaking best, baby. Carl Prather breaking all kinds of stories, like the Madison baseball team coming. He's got a new baby. Now he wants to talk to us. Carl Prather, by the way, was on the line. Hey, Carl, what's up, man?
Yes!
Son of...
That is what we need on the show this morning. That's our show right there.
I knew a ramp up like that would bite me right in the ass, and it did. I should have just said, dude named Carl's on. Carl, please call back. Because Carl was the guy that was filling in for you when we had Billy Bob Thornton on the first time, and he felt, you should have seen him, like, sit in that other seat, just watch me suffer through that interview.
No, I think I would like to hear from Carl just what was going through his mind right then when...
It was pretty great.
It
was pretty great.
Awkwardness of that Billy Bob and who's the other guy?
Jim Bob Andrews, something like that.
What did he mean when he said, I'm the guy that gets mad at you for not turning this up? What did that even mean?
There was earlier in the call that you couldn't even hear them.
Oh, yeah, right, because we didn't want to hear you. We're having Billy Bob Thornton on, not the drummer.
I didn't mention it's like
Matchbox 20, whatever your band is.
I wanted you to go get Billy Bob Thornton out of the freaking. Like, I think he was just in the pen hanging out with some hoodies. Hoochies? What are they called?
Hoodie Hoo.
That's what exactly.
You read that one, right?
I have no. Fly like that's the meanest, greenest penis. High like always. I don't know which one's which.
I don't think meanest, greenest is a lyric in any song, by
Incredible
the way.
Hulk has a pretty good rap about that. Hey, quick timeout when we come back. Woo!
If the college football playoff began today, right after this.
Your home of facts and opinions.
Bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye.
Are you?
Don't you dare step on this.
Are you dedicating this to me? Like are you from you to me, or is this me to you, or us to our listeners?
This is me to our next guest. You know there are songs when it gets to a point like you have to listen with your eyes closed so you can feel it.
No, never had that.
This is it.
Sensation before.
This is so good. Whitney was so good. Whitney was legit. Why'd she have to overdose?
Well, she wasn't really singing anymore when that happened, so man, I think you can still enjoy her. You can still enjoy her music. You just played it again. Archie, what would happen if the college football playoff began today?
No, what are you doing to me? Like, it's all of our stuff.
Like if it started right now.
Now it's time for Cole and Aki's totally irrelevant college football playoff top four. If the college football playoff started today.
God,
all right, well, we know Bama's in. It looks like the Cube Show College Football Playoff Committee has Bama in. So, yeah. Taylor is joining in on the show. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, guys.
Is this
should I say terrible morning? This is a sad day.
Oh, it's not terrible. We're trying to make it fun. Is this Taylor Tannenbaum of WHNT?
This is Taylor Tannenbaum of WHNT. I woke up just for you guys.
It's 8:50, Taylor.
She called at 8:45.
My schedule's a little off. What can I say?
Wow. I wish we were waking up at 8:50 or 45.
We're about to be.
Taylor, thanks for filling in over the years. You did a great job when I was out, so I just want you to know I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And honestly, I just want to say you guys are the best for the times that I am up from 6 to 10 in the morning. You're who I'm listening to. You bring a lot of joy to people's lives, a lot of joy and controversy to Twitter. And I appreciate the opportunity getting to fill in for you, Cole, and getting to sit next to Archie, because how many people get that honor? So I really do appreciate it. You guys are the best.
Hey, are you interested in doing a morning show?
She just said she woke up at 8:50. Probably not.
She'll have to change some things.
I would have to change some things, but you know, hey, there's always opportunity out there.
I like this. Just
that was very like
kick Cole's ass right out of the studio.
You got an hour. Get out of here.
You know, we've already talked about this.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. This has been a long time coming, Cole.
Was it the Rhino and T-Money show?
Whoa.
I don't remember.
Okay, good. She clearly
Taylor, what would your stage name be if you were in radio?
Of course, that's radio name, but okay.
Gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I mean, I guess I could go with just, you know, Tay-Tan.
Tay-Tan.
That's a little weak. I'd really have to think about it.
That's okay. You have time. Archie's got, like you said, Archie's had this in the works.
Yeah, we
for
got
some time.
We got 6 months before we start football, so we get the time.
I know you guys didn't say the other three teams are in the playoffs, but it's fine.
Does it matter? It's Bama and everybody else. It really doesn't matter.
We're into spring ball now, so we're basically there.
Yeah.
You can go butt Bama that with your CubeShowShirts.com.
My main question for today is, Archie, did you pick your final rat?
I know she wants stir fry so bad.
Do you?
That's what she wants.
Well, that was like 2 weeks ago before they overplayed it, so I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry.
No, it's overplayed. But one of the bad, a lot of our listeners haven't heard it. If you had, Taylor, you get your vote right now. You get one track. What do you want to hear?
Oh, no. I guess I'll go with Stir Fry. It's really early for my brain to be going right now. I just wanted to show my love and appreciation for CC and Arky Shea.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for filling in.
Thanks, TT. Taylor Tanimo.
I got it. Figured that out. Yeah. All right.
I picked up what you were putting down, Arky.
Thanks, Taylor. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Taylor.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Bye.
We know.
Go Noles. She went to Florida State.
866-485-9867 if you want to get in. We have one more hour of this.
Oh, God. This is going to be hard. No more calls.
No.
Nope. Bring them all
You're
in. Bring
them
all in. Let's shut the show down with calls.
H2O Will tweets in at Cube Show. I've enjoyed y'all's facts and opinions throughout the years. Wish at Cole Kubik and at Arky Shea all the best in y'all's future endeavors.
You know, there's one thing, like, if we're not going to get to it, sadly, but I do want to make fun of it. The Rubik's Cubic.
Why are you making fun of it? It's my segment. I own it. It's my only thing. Give me my thing. It's my one deal that I had, all right?
I just want to say it was a...
I mean, it was my idea for that intro.
It was a pleasure to put that together. Was it really?
I mean, I told you the things to go get, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, you did the easy bake at the end, but I told you the Jeopardy and Transformer music, yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Someone sounds awfully grabby for attention today. Awfully grabby for attention today.
Tell me how great I am again.
866-485-9867. Cole, how...
Great am I? Yes.
How long until you realized you were the best ever?
Let me tell you when I first realized I was good at this.
When I heard what we were up against.
That's how you do it right there, Arky Shea.
That's a trick.
Blast the music going off the air as loud as humanly possible and ruin the conversation.
One last hour, you got a chance
You better blast that get out music so loud.
This is it. 866-485-9867. Call Prather. You have the special number if you want to call it. Get in the show. We have to talk. If not, that's it. This is absolutely it.
It's a wrap.